Now to the editorial room of the Jurgen Journal and Walter Winchell.
Good evening, Mr. and Mrs. North and South America, and by shortwave overseas, let's go to press. Flash. Guam. United States Navy planes have sunk or damaged 21 Japanese ships. London. The German-controlled radio at Prague stated just a few minutes ago that it will shortly broadcast a very important announcement. London. A radio dispatch from Prague dated Monday, May the 7th, reports that Allied help has reached the Patriot Army in the Czechoslovak capital. San Francisco. There are now 48 United Nations represented at the World Security Conference here in the city by the Golden Gate. The Ukrainian and the White Russian delegations arrived just a short while ago aboard two Lend-Lease transport planes. Washington. Captain Frank Farrell of the United States Marines, one of my pals at the Star Club, has just received the Silver Star for gallantry in action. Frank Farrell, ladies and gentlemen, is a pal that our Navy rejected because of alleged flat feet, but no flat heart, eh, Frank? El Paso, Texas. Merle Oberon, the Star, is en route to Juarez, Mexico, where she indicated she would obtain a divorce tomorrow from her husband, Sir Alexander Carter. New York City. Attention, please, Associated Press and the New York newspapers. If you will contact Mrs. Walter Winchell, she may have a story. Don't be nervous, darling. I'm the one they rap. London. Diplomatic quarters said tonight that Prime Minister Churchill is prepared at a minute's notice at any hour to go before a microphone and announce that the European war is over, according to Prime Minister Churchill and a report from London. Attention, Mr. and Mrs. United States. The following statements are for certain people. D.A. Davis of New York City. I know, sir, that your YMCA War Prisoners Aid does all it can to make Nazi war prisoners over here comfortable. It is a pity, however, sir, that the YMCA's noble service has not been reciprocated and that our boys were not treated the same. But my story of last Sunday night over this microphone has been confirmed by the press services, and the Kansas City newspapers. I merely told the people that a loving cup was to be presented to Nazi prisoners of war at Camp Clark, Missouri, and that the commanding officer there has admitted it. He added that the loving cup, which he said was only valued at $2, is in a safe and will not be presented now. Well, anything valuable enough to keep in a safe is surely too good for any prisoners of war. However, I'm glad to know that the cup will not be presented, period. To Ambassador Halifax, Your Excellency, I have checked the statement on page 28 of the current issue of Time magazine. It carelessly reports that the British and the Chinese delegations were, quotes, the poorest tippers at the Hotel Mark Hopkins in San Francisco. All the bellboys at the Mark Hopkins Hotel have telegraphed the Time editors that the British and the Chinese are extremely generous tippers. Incidentally, this is the very same Newsweekly which twits me for alleged mistakes, deliberately ignoring some news beats. It also spanks me for quoting an actress, Helen Hayes, as follows. I'm reading now from Time magazine on page 66. Argentina, which declared war against the Axis, this is Helen Hayes talking, and I heard it around San Francisco. Argentina, which declared war against the Axis at the last minute, gets swanky sweets for her delegates. But some of us in the show, who have been fighting Axis supporters over here, are being put out of hotels. Time goes on to say, the San Francisco Chronicle dryly reminded Winchell and Miss Hayes that Argentina had not been invited to San Francisco. Well, as you know, the Argentine delegates will be here at any hour. That's what comes from going to press before the news happens. But not all the conference reporting, ladies and gentlemen, of course, to quote Time magazine itself, was at this low level, period. Washington. Mr. Eugene Meyer, the powerful publisher of the capital's most influential newspaper, the Washington Post, has squarely presented the issue. Mr. Meyer, a few hours ago out here, remarked that while Versailles had leadership, it did not have popular support. That's why it failed. He added that the San Francisco conference will succeed because it has popular support, though no effective leadership. The Washington Express. LaGuardia announced today that he would not be a candidate, as you heard, for a fourth term as mayor of New York City. Behind the Little Flowers decision is the absence of FDR and the presence of the left-winger Congressman Marcantonio. United States Supreme Court Justices Douglas and Black are now rumored as the probable successors of Secretary of State Tinius. Not immediately, but certainly. The Secretary of State's feud with the liberals and the press is expected to result in his demotion. 27 governors have endorsed Philadelphia, the home of the Bill of Rights, as the permanent home of the United Nations. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to give circulation, added circulation now, please, to the fact that my colleague, Mr. Drew Pearson, was first and accurate with his report 2 weeks ago, that an agreement had been made that the Russians alone were to enter Berlin and that our armies were ordered to stop at the Elbe. Mr. Pearson was denounced by Allied headquarters, which denied his scoop. Congratulations, Drew Pearson. I, too, learned out here that some green with envy people assigned to San Francisco to cover the conference and the news are covering Pearson and WW. The International Rogues Gallery, Phony Humanitarian Division. Berlin. This reporter has found the answer, ladies and gentlemen, to the question of heartbroken relatives of American prisoners of war in Germany. To wit, where was the German Red Cross? Question mark. The mystery is herewith solved for the nearest of kin. Your reporter charges now that Herzog, Karl, Eduard, von Koberg, the president of the German Red Cross, is a top Nazi and war criminal. I charge, too, that before he became president of the German Red Cross, this Herr von Koberg discarded his royal titles to become the head of the Ehrhardt Terrorist Brigade as well as the Viking Bund. And that von Koberg bragged about it in the official, I said official, Nazi Reichstag manual. I charge, too, that this president of the German Red Cross not only gave money to Hitler, but that he knew and permitted the violations of the Geneva Convention, which cost so many American lives. This Herr Karl von Koberg, a war criminal, hiding behind the German Red Cross, served only the swastika. He should be hanged with a rope made of the bandages of the wounded Allied soldiers he permitted to die. Ladies and gentlemen, please do not confuse the German Red Cross president with anybody or any part of our wonderful and glorious American Red Cross. International Rogues Gallery, Suspect Division, Washington. The new ambassador to the United States from Argentina is named Oscar Ibarra Garcia. He is reported all set to fly to the security conference in San Francisco. This pro-German ambassador from Argentina, whose very presence on United States soil is an insult to our war dead, bears the decoration of Herr General Franco of Madrid, Spain. Quote, in recognition of his act of aid to Spanish-Argentine relations, end quote. That's the quotation. Argentina's new ambassador to the U.S. is described by reliable newspapers as a consistent enemy of the American people. I again flatly charge that the present government in Argentina was of aid and comfort to our common enemy, and that it has helped shed American blood. Argentina's belated declaration of war against Hitler should surprise no one, because the Argentine government colonels are just the type to stab their best friend in the back while he was dying. And now, Mr. Ben Grau for Jurgen's Lotion. I'll be back in a flash.
Day after...
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to repeat a flash in case you came in too late. London. Diplomatic quarter said tonight that Prime Minister Churchill is prepared, at a minute's notice, at any hour, to go before a microphone and announce that the European war is over. Washington. The government tonight refused to state how VE Day should be celebrated when it comes. But our government stated it was leaving the matter to the common sense of the American people. However, federal authorities did request that VE Day not be allowed to interfere with war production. And now to beat the red hand around the San Francisco clock, to the editor of the Chicago American. The Committee of Veterans for World War II, now operating in Chicago, is just another front for Gerald L. K. Smith. His activities in San Francisco now were duly exposed on the San Francisco editorial pages. Warn the American Legion in Chicago and elsewhere that this allegedly patriotic organization is headed by the usual rabble-rousers. How much time? Mrs. June W. of Scarsdale, New York. The current complaint in the Newsweekly Time that some of us covering the conference are show-offs is apparently a typographical error. The Newsweekly obviously meant to say that some of us are show-ups, such as in showing up their week-late echoes of news. W.B. Guillen of Milwaukee. An excellent idea, very fine, Mr. Guillen. I hope other communities will follow Wisconsin's plan to call the start of the war bond drive Ernie Pyle Day. Incidentally, to the people of Dana, Indiana, I will be happy and proud to cooperate in any memorial for Ernie Pyle, subject, of course, to his widow's selection. Can we get this one? To all of you who requested copies of this reporter's tribute to FDR on the night he died, as delivered over the Blue Network microphone, please buy the pocketbook edition of Franklin Delano Roosevelt's a memorial. That's the name of it. Franklin Delano Roosevelt, a memorial. It is crowded with literary lace. I believe it sells everywhere for only 25 cents, 2 bits. And that, ladies and gentlemen, winds up another Jurgens Journal until next Sunday night at the very same time. Until then, and with lotions of love, I remain your New York correspondent, Walter Winchell, at San Francisco, who just had this flash handed to me. Lisbon. The Portuguese government tonight informed the Nazi minister at Lisbon that Portugal no longer recognizes the German government. After General Eisenhower and his wonderful army threw their right-hand punch, nobody could recognize Germany. Good night.
Mrs. Alexander...